Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. This week I've chosen to speak about our local emergency rooms. I've lived in Humboldt since 1991, and my wife and I have raised four kids here. I would say that on average we end up in one of our local emergency rooms at least twice a year, and we've always received excellent care. Well, that is once we're seen. The challenge you see is not on the back end of Humboldt's emergency room so much, but rather is in the structure and systems on the front end. On a good day, it seems to take 4 to 6 hours to get care in our local emergency rooms. My latest visit was with my 15-year-old son, who appeared to have broken his foot while playing basketball. The emergency room was busy as usual, and my son didn't get ice for his foot for 4 hours. Water? Never offered. Any word on where we were in the queue to be seen? Nothing. No information, basically, for 5 hours. I'm not sure any other business could run this way and survive. Now, I have limited knowledge of how a hospital system works. I admit that. Therefore, if what I'm saying is ignorant, then I apologize in advance. Having said that, I hope to offer some constructive advice. Each of our hospitals should not just have an emergency room. They should also have an urgent care center, and they should operate in sync 24 hours a day. Every time I'm in an emergency room, I see two types of patients. Those who are facing life-threatening situations, and then this other group who are either injured, but it's not life-threatening, or they're sick, often extremely sick. Funneling all these patients through the same emergency room leaves the second group to wait and wait and wait, constantly being bumped for the next patient brought in by an ambulance. Often they're bumped by patients who are addicted to drugs and alcohol and have long criminal backgrounds. It doesn't make you feel your love for your fellow man when your child needs medical care and some tweaker who got knifed in the morning finally goes to the emergency room 10 hours later and bumps your kid from getting medical care. Actual story, mind you. Urgent care centers in the hospitals, operating 24 hours a day, could see the injured and sick and potentially manage the overflow from the emergency rooms when slow. Yes, I know there's major costs and staffing issues. And I know this is way more complicated to solve than this community comment can even address. Conversely, though, what are we supposed to do? Just sit here and take our broken systems? It's called health care, and no one's getting the care they need if they have to wait 6 hours to see a doctor. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. We need stronger emergency rooms and urgent care systems in Humboldt County. So let's do whatever we can to aid our local officials and hospitals in making those improvements. Or we can just wait 6 hours to be seen. It's our call.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.